Antique Tractor Show, a Watermelon 5K fun run walk Saturday at 6 a.m. Food, crafts, kids games, and activity tents, $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite, Beauregard Watermelon Festival, Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through.
Shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing.
Stop your
won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When
keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
I love the horns. We could keep playing the horns. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. Today's date, June 6th, 2022. Now, y'all, New Orleans is getting so dangerous that we got to take it on our own to do what we can to protect ourselves. No matter what Washington, D.C. says, and no matter what goes on, these times are not for gun control. These times are for us to bear arms. So study your Constitution. This would be a perfect opportunity to do that. So, you know, like I have a friend. Well, she's a friend of the station, Breezy. She gave her daughters wonderful presents for Valentine's Day. Pepper spray, brass knuckles, and stun guns. She loves her daughters. So that might not be what other people might give their daughters, but give them something close to that might be necessary one day. So as we're I figured out something. I'm changing the whole show up. I had something else planned, but we're going to have a guest. Sheena's going to be back with us from Texas, letting us know about the border and Operation Lost Souls. And James Neighbors is on with us right now. He's the founder of Overpasses for America. And so we just say hello, James. Right. And, you know, man, I was like thumbing through all of the stuff that I had for the show, and I realized something, that there have been elections overturned, but they don't report it on local level, like in Compton, of all places. But, so the person that won by one vote, they really want the winner. They had other people that had signed to get them on the ballot. They didn't even live in the district. You know, and the sheriff in Barry County, James, this one's a good one. His name is Dar Leaf. He's the sheriff of Barry County, Michigan. He has filed a lawsuit on Benson as Secretary of State, everybody that the election officials that prevented him from performing his job for an investigation of serious election fraud from 2020. So now he has filed a lawsuit against them for impeding his constitutional rights to perform his job. It's grand. But from that, I thought of, wow, a way to get standing, like when judges were saying that no one has standing with the when it was a rig 2020. Come on, let's just deal with it. And I started thinking, you know, he said, oh, we didn't want to do anything because it would have caused a riot. And yeah. So something like that. Well,
and the fact is all of their
wait, James,
all of the times.
Right. We got something wrong with your headphones.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry,
there
is
we
that
go.
Better?
Yes, perfect.
Yeah, no, the thing is about the investigations into the 2020 elections is it's not a lie that the lawsuits didn't go anywhere. But what the whole truth is that Obama appointed judges denied them based on minuscule legal technicalities.
Right.
Not the fact that the actual case didn't have merit.
Exactly.
That had nothing to do with it. It was literally like legal clerk errors in typos. I mean, I can't remember her name, the one that was talking about the Kraken. Anyway,
Sidney Powell. I know her. We need to get a book.
Sidney Powell had all of hers were literally turned away for things as minuscule as a typographical error.
Exactly. And you know, the big lawsuit from Dominion was dismissed against her, and she has now sued them, you know, and so it's a big issue. But they won't report on it, of course. But Dominion.
Well, and the other thing they're not reporting on is the fact that the government's own watchdog, I mean, the one that they have that checked the machines, straight up said that all of the vulnerabilities that people were worried about do actually exist. They still won't say that anything was done in 2020, but they are saying that, yes, it can be done. And that's documented government, you know, on paper for history to read, fact.
Right. Right. And you see, I think it was Gateway, a pundit, I think, that had the that article. But anyway, it's like Sheriff Dar Leaf, D-A-R Leaf, and it's a Michigan thing. But I started thinking about that, about how you can, you know, like when they say somebody doesn't have standing. So, like, if you're voting, you should have standing to question something about the election. But I figured out another way, I think, that you file for FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, or open records request, one's federal, one's state. And if you don't get the information that you're requesting, then you file a lawsuit, and there's your standing. So I think we might have had a breakthrough, to tell you the truth, that the lawyers don't want to tell us because they don't want people operating pro se. And the legal industry is so screwed up, you better stand up for yourself because nobody else is. And my history, I don't know, I might do a Pandora box on this show. Or maybe I'll wait another time, but I ain't going to get to something about Quint Davis, what he said. And
the legal profession is in as bad a shape as clergy are these days.
Well,
a lot of times for the same things.
Right. Right. Well, you know, Archbishop Vigano, or Vigano, depending on your Italian accent, he sent President Trump a letter, and he said that he understands what President Trump has gone through with deep state because he is dealing with deep state in the Catholic Church.
Oh, absolutely he is. You know, honestly, if that guy or Edmund Burke were to be Pope, I'd go back to Mass.
Exactly. Exactly gonna do. But, you know, we're going to have to take a little break in a bit. Sheen is going to, as on the line, and we're going to get to her about what she knows about Operation Lost Souls and the child trafficking ring that picked up 70 kids are now rescued. So we'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans.
Thank you. Babies Eat Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
So we have James Neighbors, founder of Overpasses for America, and Miss Sheena visiting with us from Texas. She's going to tell us about what's going on at the border in her area. Hello, Miss Sheena. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. Good to be on again.
Anytime. Open door.
Good to be on. Hey, thank you. Yeah, I actually just got back. I was down along the border in the Del Rio sector when the tragedy happened in Uvalde. I had passed through Uvalde just 30 minutes prior. And so there's been so much going on. And yes, when you were talking about the Operation Lost Souls.
Right. Well, you know, since you brought up Uvalde, they're saying now that the police chief that wanted to have of the school system that wanted to have control over that operation didn't even have a police radio. That's what
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. You know, I mean, and
go ahead.
And that's one of the things too, is that, you know, Uvalde in particular and the tragedy, and there's so much information and, you know, so many different things that have been coming out since it happened. But, you know, one of the things that people need to realize too is that Uvalde is one of those areas along the border, just like so many others that have been strapped and that have, you know, literally been in the midst of this chaos since the Biden administration has taken into office and opened the floodgates with the border. So it wouldn't surprise me at all. This is one of the consequences of having these, you know, no border type policies and an active invasion that leaves these small rural Texas communities completely just stripped of any and all resources.
So, well, there's like 26 state attorney generals that have signed a petition that for him to resign. He's more focused on, excuse me, what he was hired for, which is to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America. Nobody in their right mind, if they cared about people, would do what they're doing down at the border. I've seen
Correct.
Stuff beyond, you know, what we've been talking about. And I would think, Sheena, that everybody should check to see if their state attorney general is part of that petition. And if they aren't, then you blow their phones up to get them to get on that petition. Mayorkas should resign, should be forced to resign. He's not protecting us or our country, and he's the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, 34 states need to get together and sign an interstate compact and take over the border completely. They can do that with an interstate compact. Anything that's not one of the four enumerated duties of the federal government is supposed to be done by the states anyway. And if the states would exercise their 10th Amendment, we wouldn't have to worry about the federal government interfering with Border Patrol. The only thing that we would be worried about is calling them for reinforcements if necessary.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and actually, to your point, Senator Bob Hall, who is a state senator here, you know, Secure the Border, an organization, we've been trying to push to even declare this as an act of invasion, because by doing that, it allows and affords so much more constitutional abilities, legal and constitutional abilities. It really does go back to state sovereignty. In Article 1, where in the state self-defense clause, states exactly that. We have that ability under an act of invasion, and that is exactly what this is. And to your point, Senator Bob Hall is one of the state senators here that has been pushing for an interstate compact for years. And so that's, if people want to go, if they live here in the great state of Texas, that's the other thing. It's there's a lot that can be done on the state and local levels to create this massive, you know, interference, because it does, it's not an acceptable answer that this is a federal issue, because this is an act of invasion and an open declaration of war against the sovereign state of Texas and against every of the other 49, you know, sovereign states. And there's another huge caravan coming up, you know, over 15,000 is what's coming up currently right now. It's nonstop, but people can, if they live here in the great state of Texas, visit securetheborder.us to find out exactly what we can do to fight this back here on the state and local levels within the great state of Texas. Absolutely. Interstate Compact is one of them.
Well, very good. Very good.
What people need to really understand is with the flow of illegal aliens, just since Biden has been in office, we now have the equivalent to the population of Texas in the United States illegally as we speak. Or you could go with California or New York, just whatever one of those big three is real familiar to you as far as how many people are in it. That's how many illegal aliens are now roaming about the United States, taking jobs, lowering wages, and raising crime while muling in enough fentanyl to kill every single citizen in the country.
Well, you know, I think that everybody, the other thing, the other thing besides finding out if the state, and what y'all are saying, is that people, you know, some of them just aren't in, you know, don't see everything we see, but they can contact to see if their governor, I mean, their state attorney general is on the list. Ours is in Louisiana. And two, for the resignation, Mayorkas, and also find out from your Secretary of State any questions that you want to know about 2020 election. If there was anything found on the machines, just write a simple letter. You're questioning, you're wondering. That's it. It doesn't have to be something with an attorney. And so you want information so that you begin to develop your standing as a concerned citizen, because everybody is supposed to have the right to honest services from our elected officials. Whether they vote rigged in or not, they still got to provide honest services. So,
well, and to your point, the elections and the border invasion are completely intertwined. They go hand in hand. And if people don't stand up and start fighting back on the local, state, and federal levels and start being bold and demanding action and getting active and engaged and involved, people are going to wake up with, because this invasion has not ceased at all. Those, what the other guest just said, that's if the border was shut down right now. This massive invasion is going on daily, and people are going to wake up. They don't realize how bad it is, because both the left and the right are really not showing how bad things truly are. You know, I go down there to the border all the time. I've been on the banks of the river, and I'm going throughout Texas. These massive influx facilities are popping up everywhere. I've got drone footage. We've got so much information. I'm about to put out a new commentary. People are going to wake up. And this country is going to be radically changed, and it's happening under our noses.
Right. Yeah, it's too crazy. Well, Sheena, thank you for calling in. I'm going to slide over. So, it's the So I thank you for calling in, and we'll have
you.
No, and we want to hear from you every week. So we're going for a break. And we're going to be right back in a little bit. So you're listening to WGSO?
Okay, I'll call back on Monday.
Perfect. Thank you, darling.
Take care. Bye.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across
banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Legislation that would close abortion clinics in Louisiana if Roe v. Wade is overturned and ban the procedure is on its way to the governor's desk for signature. Governor John Bel Edwards, a pro-life Democrat, is expected to sign the bill but would prefer the legislation had exceptions.
I do believe that with respect to rape and incest, there should be exceptions. I said this a number of times, most recently on last month's radio program.
The legislation would result in a 10-year prison sentence for doctors who perform abortions if abortion becomes illegal in Louisiana. Both New Orleans and Baton Rouge have been plagued lately with motorheads taking over busy intersections and staging impromptu stunt shows, burnouts, donuts, drag racing, and the like. Social media from the weekend shows yet another one taking place in the Crescent City with other motorists angry and frustrated and police seemingly unable to do anything about it. NOPD says this bunch was largely from Baton Rouge. They say weapons are often present, and yes, sometimes people get hurt. They vow to crack down. This is news on LRN.
A deadly surge is plaguing our state. Domestic homicides. Louisiana now ranks fifth nationally in these deaths. According to the NCADV, the presence of a firearm in a domestic violence situation increases the risk of homicide by 500%. But Louisiana has laws to help keep these weapons out of the hands of domestic abusers. Learn about the firearm divestiture program by contacting your sheriff's office or visiting agjefflandry.com. This PSA was supported by subgrant number 5336 awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement for the Stop Forming the Grant program.
Louisiana families and businesses, big and small, depend on the good folks driving the big rigs. From the food we eat to the things we use every day, they're the link in the supply chain that delivers what we need wherever we need it. Thanks, Louisiana truckers, for making life go round. Sponsored by the LMTA Foundation, promoting Louisiana's trucking industry.
Louisiana truckers make life go round in every Louisiana town.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
The time has come for our nation to come together as a group, as a community, and as a family of brothers and sisters. Have you been searching for a patriot group to join? At AP3%, we believe that citizens from all walks of life must stand unified, peaceful, and in a legitimate manner to overcome tyranny. Our goal and mission are simple. We believe in the sanctity and principles of the Constitution of the United States of America in its entirety. We fully support all constitutional law enforcement, first responders, and the military. AP3%, reclaiming America, one patriot at a time. AP3%.us.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's wild. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. We had a good little segment with Machina from Texas letting us know what's going on with Operation Lost Souls. And we're also here with James Neighbors, the founder of Overpasses for America. And now we have Miss Phoenix Kingsley as our guest. And she's a friend of the Beat Exchange, too, on a national stage. So how are you doing, Miss Phoenix?
I'm good. I apologize for not calling in earlier. I was having telecommunication issues.
No, that's okay. I was picked up by a UFO over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think a lot of people wish I was.
Well, anyway. Since they had you, did you ask them about finishing our border wall?
Oh, no. It's like, James, we got to put a barrier up with our minds.
Agreed.
Where's James? James fell off. Yeah.
We lost James. Okay. No, I agree. We need to change our mentality about this border wall. We can put up all the fences we want, but until it becomes a bad thing in our head, it'll never change. We just keep doing all these things that don't work. We've got to completely change the way we think about this.
Yeah. James?
Well, I'm sorry. I actually had my mute button tapped by accident. So.
Right. No, that's good.
You know, what people need to really take into account is, you know, they claim that after the lockdown, there's suddenly a labor shortage, right? There wasn't a labor shortage before that, and there wasn't a substantial number of jobs created during all of the COVID nonsense. So the fact that they're claiming there's a labor shortage right now is it's all bunk, because it can't be, because there's not as many jobs as there were before. What the difference is millions more illegal aliens have swarmed across the border and are working the entry level jobs that teenagers getting out of high school would normally take until they could get worked up to a better job. But now those jobs are not available, and where they are, the wages are deflated because there is a surplus of people that will work for absolutely minimum wage, because they'll sleep in bunk beds crammed into a one family house with 40 people.
Right. And the other thing is, here, I found the number for the switchboard, the main switchboard for Congress. And the biggest threat facing us is them wanting to play with our sovereignty that they're trying to give over to the United Nations World Health Organization, who is presently under international criminal investigation for the doctors only giving medical care to women and children if sexual favors. There's 11-year-old children having babies from these men. They've been dealing with these kids for years like this. And these are the maniacs that the unindicted incestuous pedophile wants us to submit to. We don't submit to pedophiles. We're not going to go along with the black woman on the bench that wants to normalize pedophilia just because she made it that far with affirmative action, but yet they want to cover that she withheld her rulings for lenient sentencing.
Whoa. I think the number one, the UN sends troops, the European part of the UN sends troops to Africa is to go over there and rape people, because every time they show up to someplace, that's what happens.
Right.
I mean, there's constantly investigations and investigations and investigations and investigations of these UN soldiers rolling into some, you know, dirt poor African country, and the next thing you know, they're getting it on like Donkey Kong, and it's not because the women are wanting it to happen.
Right. He's too kooky.
You know, the UN has got to go goodbye.
Right. Did you see that statue? Everybody ought to go up and see. Hit on the internet. I don't even want to put it on my webpage or the website that Mr. Rob is building, because it's a statue of demonic stuff. And this is in New York City, and a building that U.S. taxpayers absorb the expense of? You got to be kidding me. Talk about pulling down statues. That's one that ought to be pulled down. So here's the number for the main switchboard for Congress. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And that's to leave a message for you, congressional rep.
You know, I'd like to leave a message for any of the Gen Zs that are getting out of high school right now, mm-hmm. and the millennials that have been protesting for years for a $15 minimum wage.
Right.
And you know, I used to complain about that, but it wasn't because I disagreed with the raise in the minimum wage. I disagreed with the reason that they wanted it. Okay. First off, I personally don't think there should be a minimum wage. But here's a clue for everybody. Economics 101. If you have an oversized labor force, wages go down. So all you people out there that feel warm and fuzzy and want to help everybody in the world, that's fantastic. I'm glad you have a good heart. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to help yourself and get that $15 or $30 an hour minimum wage that you want, you have to reduce the size of the labor pool. And the quickest way to do that is to close the border and to remove people who have crossed it illegally.
Right.
That's it. You want wages to go up. You want the standard of living to go up. You have to make the labor pool smaller so the demand for labor and jobs is higher. That's how it works.
Well, you know, the problem is, too, you know, is this gun control thing, because we're not really interested in that, you know, because you got to control the people who are killing people, you know, the law-abiding citizens control their weapons. And so this was sent to me. It's that something that was posted and sent around by Donald Trump Jr. said on that will not be from Classic Liberty, and then he popped it around, said I'll not be lectured on gun control by a government that left 300,000 guns in Afghanistan for the Taliban.
Now, yeah, exactly.
And you see,
or the Fast and Furious program in Mexico, now, where they handed guns to the cartels.
Without a doubt, they should not be telling us anything about any guns until every gun from Operation Fast and Furious has been accounted for. And if they cannot account for any of those guns, where those are, don't talk to us about where ours are.
Absolutely.
They're already in Ukraine, Barbara. They're already in Ukraine. We'll never see them again. And, you know, as long as we're talking about arming people, I don't think that people really understand that right now 16-year-olds are being conscripted to fight in Ukraine, and they're being given American weapons. So if you're all against gun control and things like that, then you need to start demanding that we stop helping Ukraine. Or if you want to keep helping Ukraine, then you need to change your attitude domestically.
Right. And
the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Ask a police officer. He'll let you know.
Right. Right. We're going to have a little break here. And we'll come back in a little bit. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hood with the Beat Exchange. James Neighbors, founder of Overpasses for America. And we'll come right back with Miss Phoenix Kingsley, a friend of the Beat Exchange on the national stage.
I'm
Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in-service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Some people think they jive me, but I know they must be crazy. Don't see their misfortune, else they're just too lazy. Je suis le grand zombie, my yellow belt of Charizard. Ain't afraid of no tomcat. Fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire, fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of the day.
Yeah, you would think that I was talking about the slam accident I was in. Everybody thinks I don't have the evidence. Well, but guess what? I was attempted blackmail. So I had to kind of like, you know, like, swerve around some things, but you know, and I don't run away from anything. I just go right in your face. So I tagged everybody that was attempting it, and I guess it's all about the identity theft thing. And you know, it's never been prosecuted, investigated. Didn't even have a police report. That's why I had to get on the air with the Beat Exchange and let it be known. You know, other people can buy things in my name, but I can't. You know, but that's what happens, you know, when you have a friend to the sheriff, you know, with a knife in your face, letting you know how it's going to be. Yeah. But you see, none of that really matters, because what we're going to do, we're going to work it out to where it doesn't happen to other people again. And make sure that when you call a governor's office and you ask about elderly protective services, that you get them. It's honest services. I mean, you can't have another thing where this governor didn't want anything to affect his re-election. When you have a sheriff that's hooked up with a reputed Canadian drug trafficker, and you can go to the sheriff and say, you got to help get these people away. Met this woman at the grocery store. Tell him about sexual assault from Lawrence Ruiz, who is a sexual predator who has killed people at my door trying to get in after they held my mother for 3 days down on Gallows Street. Yeah, Bruno and Bruno, I see you clearly. So, what a great background to be in the cover-up for a slammer accident that was in Orleans Parish. But we got to talk about St. Bernard Parish. So you see, they don't really need artists down there. They just need to demand that they have honest services, and then people would have gravitated down there because they got wonderful artists in St. Bernard. Wonderful. You can go in the hospital, look at the wall, what the kids are doing. You can imagine what the adults are doing. So
I threw that imagine in. Imagine if we weren't, imagine, Barb, if we weren't blowing all this money on useless socialist stuff.
Right.
Where we could actually put that money toward senior services where, you know, you can even a watchdog group to keep an eye on the ones that are doing, that are taking care of it.
Well,
you know, our priorities in our government are completely upside down right now.
I called the governor's office, let him know that I had an idea of how the loopholes could be closed where organized crime syndicates prey upon the elderly. I didn't know that he was part of the cover-up and that that Elderly Protective Services would be given a directive that nothing could be investigated prior to 2018. Now, hey, we're going to keep going over this because I see that there's other people that had their civil rights, were deprived of their civil rights because, see, with Mr. Whitman, Bernard Charbonnet and Desiree Charbonnet, they have a cash cow client. They always have cash cow clients. Humbag Naris. Where if you can't pay them, you could just embezzle money from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation and give it to them, huh? Because they were involved with you and Basil and Bagnaris. And Quint Davis, the producer of Jazz Fest, he knew all about it. He knew, because he's a board member, he knew all about what they were doing on behalf of Lamoi and Kingsway Music Corporation. You know, one of U2's producers. Bunch of pedophiles. That's who they protecting. Pedophiles. Yeah, we're going to get to even more of it. Because I ain't taking any more bull from you. Anybody wants to play games with the music on this radio show? No. You're going to have respect for people that come as a guest on this show. And I'm going to go head to head with you. So, anyway, we had a good show with Sheena coming on. That was wonderful. And she's going to drop in every Monday. And there's Miss Phoenix Kingsley. She's getting a New Orleans feel for things. She's going to be coming to New Orleans soon. And Mr. James Neighbors, founder of Overpasses for America, inspired people to get up on an overpass on a street corner. James, please, so I could cool off with some water.
I'll tell you what. You know, nobody in the world can afford to go to D.C. right now because the gas prices are too high. They're making a marginal living now, spending half of their entire income on nothing but gasoline just to bring people their food. So, you know, if you get your food delivered, do those people a solid and give them a fat tip because they're doing a service for everybody and they do it with a smile on their face and they are really those people are getting hammered right now. And if you think prices have gone up now, just wait till the fuel prices for trucks get transported over to the price of food. So get ready, America. I'd say it's time for everybody in America to find a very, very busy street corner or a very busy overpass and speak out against this intentional inflation that is hurting all of America.
Well, this is the thing. We were energy independent under Trump. You don't like Trump? He made us energy independent. That's what you should like. And
absolutely. And we can burn coal with absolutely zero effect on the environment now. People don't understand that. We could have cheap, cheap, cheap electricity, and it could be 100% coal burning, and we would never put an ounce of pollutants in the air with the new filters they have, but they don't tell people that.
Right. Yeah, they don't want the people to know. Yeah, and climate change. And let's not forget to give money to that. We got Schumer wanting to arm everybody in Ukraine, but they want to take away our guns. What do you think this pedophile has in mind? Because he is a pedophile. And after I mentioned it on the air, I got the exact report on what was going on at the time. And it wasn't just one abortion. They corrected me. It was two abortions he forced on this 16-year-old kid, a friend of his daughter's. Can you imagine stalking the kid? Because that's the only way you get away with stuff like that. Just like Peggy Mackles and Sean and Lawrence Ruiz stalked my mother and I. Doesn't matter who your friends are.
There is an evil spirit over this country right
exactly.
now, all over the place. It's pervading, and there's only one thing that could beat evil, and everybody knows what it is.
Right.
You know, everybody knows what it is.
And keeping your mind clear so that you know who the players are, and you'll always be given an opening. That's when you have good heart light. Right.
We need stronger penalties for law enforcement officers that disrespect the law.
Very good. Look,
I think anybody paid by tax dollars should get the automatic maximum penalty when they're caught violating the law. That's disrespectful use of our tax dollars. Right.
So we're gonna thank y'all. We're gonna see y'all next week, same time, 7 o'clock. Parahoo with the Beat Exchange. Y'all have a good week.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread. Leidenheimer.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
USA Radio News with Kenneth